Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the European Film Market at the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the EFM industry debate titled Producers as Entrepreneurs. In this extract, producer Saul Bondy of Berlin-based production company 1-2 Films talks about how 1-2 Films was able to stick to film production without resorting to involvement in the TV and commercial sectors, as well as the hardships that that entails.
We've been doing a lot of international co-productions because, of course, it's a fast way to get a film made in partnership with someone else. We in Germany, as you may well know, have a lot to offer in terms of co-productions. So we even ended up co-producing an Indian film recently, and even that contribution was not so much of a financial one, but it was still a significant one to help the film get out into the world. The thing is that I think the secret weapon in our company is our third partner, Christoph, and without him, we probably wouldn't have managed with the luxury just to produce feature films, and we would have to do other things then. So we had a good kickstart in the first 3 years. Immediately, three films came along, but then year 3.5 to 4.5 was rough because, you know, we were just developing and projects got pushed back. And this is also it's also a danger in co-productions because if you're a minor co-producer, you're never in control when it really is going to happen or not. So in 2014, for example, we raised some money for our first US co-production, and then the US co-producers didn't deliver, and I ended up having to give money back to my fund, which was horrible. But luckily, we got it back again when it got shot now. So it's rough and it's difficult, and it only works because, I mean, we talked about this and you said try to be specific, so and my business partners agree that it's okay to release these numbers basically. But so our company needs 7,000 to 8,000 euros a month to survive. And our only source of income is what Christoph has invested. Is we got a scholarship that pumped 20,000 euros into our company for 3 years, 3 times 20, so 60. And our producer fees and the films that we've been making so far haven't created big revenues, or not substantial until now. But obviously we're working on that. But it really only works because we keep our overheads very, very small. That's the truth.
To listen to the full panel and other panels from the European Film Market, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening. From the European Film Market of the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.